The McElroy brothers are not experts. And their advice should never be followed. You know what? Travis insists he's a sexpert. But if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like it's better with you. My life, it's better with you. This is true, it's better with two. My life, it's better with you.
Hello, welcome to my brother and brother meet advice show for the modern era.
Save some for later.
I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy, and all my muscles feel just as good as they did 1 minute ago, I promise.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy, and a combination of 30 seconds of exercise and Indian food for dinner has left me winded. Yeah.
And I'm sweet baby Navy Corporal Griffin McElroy.
The more you wear it, the more you give off like a Shirley Temple vibe.
Yeah, my son told me backstage that if I was his little brother's age, I would be really adorable, he said.
Henry has a way of delivering lines
that are
so devastating.
Very good, though.
Last night, didn't he call you his little sailor man?
Yeah. He said, as the elevator doors were closing, as I went up to the stage, "I'll miss you, little sailor man." It was very cute. So we're about halfway through the year of sun and sea. I'm just wondering, quick check-in, how you all are feeling about this theme and this experience.
I haven't seen the sea. No, that's not true. I went on the cruise.
I was about to say, you saw the sea.
I saw the sea. I've seen the sun.
Yeah.
Boom.
I haven't seen the sea is that what the tidal basin is?
Fuck. I don't know what the tidal basin is.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
I would say that the sea part of our vibe is having a moment. The sea has gotten a lot of attention recently.
Sure. All good.
All good. Well,
all good. The great equalizer, they call
it. Let's say this. The sea is on brand. It's just
Poseidon has the one thing he does.
Says the sea is on brand.
Does it great.
Tell me about it.
They've never called it the really forgiving.
I totally chill sea.
If this episode is released even a month from now, people listening like, what the fuck are they talking about? What's the sea was having a moment? What do they mean? This is an advice show.
I haven't washed the costume all year.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Can I tell you, Griffin? My assumption is it's dry clean only. You would have to interact with a human being to do that.
No, my assumption is that if any heat is applied to it, it will just disintegrate.
I guarantee whatever company, manufacturer, sells that costume, if you said, I'm going to wear it more than once, they'd be like, that's not advice.
Yeah. Check the label. Dispose after use. Find a nearby biohazard container.
Don't burn it. God, please don't burn it.
Are you going to stick with the sunglasses? It's a really weird vibe.
I didn't bring my regular glasses, so yeah, I'm kind of pot committed, Juice.
It's the sun part to go with his sea part.
I'm like a cool Navy guy like you would see on JAG.
They couldn't have come up with a better name for that, huh? That guy, a real JAG.
Okay.
I think it was a team. I think it was a team like CSI. We're the Jag Squad.
This is the questions.
Nope. We're gonna start.
I was
the
so close.
The sincerity in which I said no because I remembered I had a segment to do.
Yeah, that was great.
Whoops. Real. Okay. So this segment is called With Special Guest.
Yes.
Where I'm going to give you the host introducing the musical guest on Saturday Night Live, and I need you guys to tell me the vibe with which this introduction takes place. Our first one, Paul. Christopher Walken.
Oh, my God.
Introducing Weezer.
Oh, okay, easy. He does it like Christopher Walken.
Yeah, but he's got a lot of different modes.
I think I like a long pregnant pause in there. I think we're going to get one of those out of Academy Award winner Christopher Walken.
Just go ahead and just say what it'll be like, Griff.
Oh, you want me to do a quick walk?
Give me a quick walk-in.
Don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it. If you overthink it.
I just fucking overthought it because it took too long.
Okay.
Lady. It's not there today.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
You've heard it. You can't. You've heard it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I forgot what it was. That was hours ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, Weezer.
No,
a little Ray Romano.
Let me try.
Okay, man.
Sorry.
Let me try.
Ladies and gentlemen, Weezer.
Was that it?
That was actually It's Pat.
Oh, no, shit.
Yeah, terrible. Very problematic SNL character.
I think I have given my
Show
answer.
Show it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Weezer.
Okay, here's what he did. He added an H. He added an H to Weezer.
The best part... I've watched so many of these, I don't know what he's looking at.
Jesus.
I've never seen another host like, introduction. And then to the heavens.
To the heavens,
next
to the sky
Paul.
Above.
He must have asked if that was the only coat they had, right?
Yeah.
I mean, certainly.
Yeah.
Next one, Paul.
I brought my coat
Jonah
from
Hill.
Home.
Introducing Future.
I mean, I always feel like Jonah Hill is introducing the future through his many performances.
I one time scared the shit out of him in a haunted house.
You love that story much, and so do
he
I.
He fell to the ground clutching his heart.
What's weird is I saw Jonah Hill, and he said, I once had the shit scared out of me at a haunted house. Hey, Leo.
Your brother is a successful creep.
All right, successful creep. Let me see. Jonah Hill introducing future. I think it's going to be like... Party DJ, get the party started. Okay. Future party.
I think this is around his more dramatic turn as an act. So I think he's going to be giving like huge, serious actor energy.
Maybe my favorite one ever.
Paul, oh wow! Oh wow!
Ladies and gentlemen, Future.
Yeah,
he was.
It's just two styrofoam cups, I believe.
He was definitely in the turlet, right? He's got the attitude of someone who is just on the turlet.
And maybe wasn't done.
Quite done.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'll do it.
Can we see it again? I want to see it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Future.
It looks like he's telling everyone, I'm drinking a cup of Future.
And he does look like there's a moment where he seems like he's going to cry after he says it. Okay,
this here?
Future, keep going a little bit. Scrub forward just a little bit, Paul, just a little bit. There's a moment where he kind of... Oh, he's like about to cry just for
this
a second, I think.
My future is I'm going to turn into a styrofoam cup? That sucks.
Okay, next one, Paul. Phil Hartman.
Oh.
Bush. Now, it should be noted, this is a once again.
Okay. It's Phil Hartman. He's excited. He's feeding off the energy of the crowd. Consummate professional, though. I think he's just going to go very standard. Ladies and gentlemen, once again. No, once again.
We don't have any of the voices up here tonight.
That wasn't even a voice. I was just trying to. Once again, Bush.
Can I make an outside guess?
Yeah.
I think he's going to do a character. I think he's going to do it in character as one of his great characters on SNL.
Paul, before you show it, Justin, you're my brother, and I love you so much. You whiffed it so hard. The polar opposite Paul, please show.
Oh, no.
Again, Bush.
Whoa. I love him so much.
That's rough, Phil Hartman.
That's a tough
choice.
Stuff, buddy.
That's tough. I miss you so much.
I
but
miss
right
you
now,
so much, Phil.
Now, there was another one. There was another one that I didn't play where he was doing it as the unfrozen caveman lawyer. You're
Damn
not.
It.
Yeah.
You sensed it. You sensed
it's
the
one
energy.
Segment off.
Next one, Paul.
Oh, wow.
Paul Giamatti.
One of my faves.
Ludacris.
Okay. I'm going to do it. Ladies, looking down, like as down at the ground as he can while still hitting his camera, like. Ladies and gentlemen, Ludacris!
Okay, I think we're going to quiet mode Giamatti because he's just put a lot of energy into his skits.
Oh, yeah, he
so
left it all out on the court.
He's a little bit worn down. And it's kind of like, ladies and gentlemen, Ludacris.
Paul, please play it.
Bear in mind, this is another once again.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No.
Once again, Ludacris!
He's a pro.
He's really good.
What a pro.
All right.
Now the weirdest one I've ever seen.
Okay.
This is so many.
Gwyneth Paltrow introducing CeeLo Green.
Mispronunciation.
Oh, okay.
Cello Green is performing.
Like he's a dear friend.
Okay. Play it, Paul.
Ladies and gentlemen, CeeLo Green.
What is she doing?
I understand none of that.
I don't either. And what's interesting, Griffin...
Ladies and gentlemen, CeeLo Green!
It feels like the part she struggles with pronunciation of is, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, sure. Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen!
I will take the point.
Yeah.
Griffin wins.
Ladies and gentlemen, CeeLo Green!
Thanks, everybody.
I went to the theater and I wanted to dress up. I forgot, however, the pants I chose were my standing pants, not my sitting pants. It's incredibly uncomfortable and distracting to sit there in my tight pants. And it's pretty dark once the house lights are down. Brothers, is it socially acceptable to undo the top button of your pants in the theater for a more comfortable viewing experience? That's
Ooh.
From Restricted in River City.
We can't give permission for this one person to do this, because it's gonna, then the next sound we hear from the audience is just like, pop, 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 pop.
That's true.
Well, they're doing it.
So belts serve a lot of purpose. One, keep your pants up.
Yeah.
Two,
keep your grades up. Ah, fuck.
Three, you can keep the belt on. Unbutton that top button.
Yeah.
No one's the wiser.
I can always tell.
Can you?
Yeah, I can always tell when someone is hiding their undone top button with a belt. I can always tell.
Is it a facial thing, Griffin?
Yeah.
Is it a body language
Yeah, it's
thing?
A facial thing. Because you know what it is? You can't hide from me that you think you're getting away with it.
You see him doing this?
No, it's not. If it was that, then it would.
Everybody
I kind of do micro expressions,
Oh,
Travis.
Yeah, like yeah. Lie to me.
I don't know what that is.
This is a TV show that I've watched because it's my thing. Don't yeah. worry about it.
When you're not really looking at everyone else around you when you're in a theater environment where it's dark, right? Like, hopefully, you know.
You're all focused on us, right?
All eyes up here. But I will say, if you do catch in your periphery the slightest adjustment
hint.
Happening at a certain threshold, then you're going to go like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
And there is...
There's a lot of people in this audience tonight. And the thing in your head, if you saw a person next to you just undo one a single button, that's a real trajectory shifter on the evening.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I went through a period where I enjoyed a big belt buckle.
Yeah.
And I don't know how people do it
regularly.
It cut into my tummy.
Yeah.
I had to undo it, and then I would stand up and redo it. And every time I think, no one's here. And out of nowhere, a church lady is just suddenly there like, oh, my.
Oh, my gosh.
I
get a smaller belt.
You could do what I'm doing right now, which is wear a pair of pants over a pair of pants.
That's good. Then you can have one button You could have the top layer buttoned and the bottom layer unbuttoned.
Oh, you could be fully unzipped under there. It's a real, you have your own choice.
It's my favorite part of The Devil Wears Prada, where Miranda Priestly explains to Anne Hathaway how, like, fashion is wearing two pairs of pants at the same time.
Yeah, right.
Now, you just think you decided to wear two pairs of pants. But 2 years ago in Milan...
I'm also trying to imagine sit-in pants being anything other than, like, super roomy JNCO jeans, and I'm not getting anywhere.
Those are sit-in pants.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Home. Okay, because stand-in pants show off the goods.
Show off the good, the goods, yeah, for sure.
By which I mean exactly where your wallet is for big boxes.
Yeah, right.
Okay. How do I politely tell my mother, who I love very much, that the new job I got was because of the work I put in, not because of divine intervention from her prayer train?
Can I get a little more Justin in my monitor, please?
Because it sounded like you said prayer train. And that can't be.
That can't be, right?
Like it or not, you're the engine of this thing.
Yeah,
pumping along.
I'm not saying you didn't work very hard. But how do you know?
Yep.
That it wasn't a little bit of a bump set spike from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Because I'm saying a lot of people out there work hard.
Yeah.
And you need that little extra something pushing over the top. Maybe it's a reference letter from one Jesus Christus.
You know who else thought they accomplished something great on their own was the Los Angeles Angels baseball team that won the
pennant. Technically, they did.
Well, no, I'm saying they all probably were like, fucking A, I'm great at baseball.
But by the last game, they were, because the Angels didn't show up.
But there was a long period.
No, there's no Angels in the playoffs, Griffin.
I think we can all agree, I know that there's no Angels in the playoffs, that they were a subpar baseball team at best when the Angels were helping them. Otherwise, why would they need sort of angelic?
Confidence, Griffin!
They put in the work. That's the point. Both can be true. You can put... Listen.
You're right, Justin. I don't know why we're fighting. I love you so much.
God opens a window and he hands you a shovel.
Yeah.
And he says,
dig this window out.
He says, hey, listen, little guy, I can open a window, but you got to dig the hole outside.
Yeah.
Both can be true.
Both can be true.
But your
things.
Mom and a bunch
and
of friends.
And if we can bring the lights up, we're going to play some music now. If you guys want to come down to the front. Just
to have an emotional.
That would be a wild, come to Jesus song to play. Just like everyone, eyes closed.
Also, we've talked about it already once on this tour. A different kind of heel turn we could do.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, and now we're going to pull a little insane clown posse move and be like, actually, this whole time, it's to glorify the Lord and Savior.
I think it's cool that you have the power to grant prayers for people. Maybe they weren't praying that you would get the job. Maybe they were praying that you would bring it home for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
sure.
It was more like a rooting than like getting in there and messing with it, the gears of fate.
A lot of people don't tell you this about prayer who are pious, is that whenever you pray for something good to happen to someone else and then it happens, you're like, fuck yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
Fuck yes. I totally... You got that job? I fucking did it. Me. Cool.
You're welcome.
You're welcome for that. That's the best part.
And then Jesus shows up and goes, I'll take 10% of that, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus, wait, hold on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tithing is like a talent agent.
Okay,
thing,
stop.
Right? No, by divine intervention, I got you a job.
Yeah, yeah.
He's I get 10% of that.
He is uniquely incentivized to improve the economic class of people that are really into him. Is what I'm saying. They're earning more. His 10%.
That is what Angels in the Outfield is all about.
And if you can get a friend into Jesus, now you're earning more. It's a cross-shaped scheme.
Hey, guys, if we start pointing out that religion is like a pyramid scheme, I'm worried the police are going to arrest us forever for being actually too out there and too punk rock.
You're never going
to
believe this.
Listen to this.
But there might be aspects of religion that are all about the money.
I want...
Whoa, they're coming! Wee-wee-wee.
I want to say that when I was in high school, I found out I had a blind spot in one of my eyes.
Yeah.
And
like the blind spot.
Like the blind spot.
Like the movie?
You mean the blind side?
Fuck.
Travis, can I tell you what you just did?
Embarrass himself.
You just took a shot at a pretty, I would say, precarious joke. and you missed by a whole bunch.
I was going to talk about you having a DVD in your eye.
That would have been good. Ah, damn
yeah,
it. Now I regret it,
now
too.
Now I wish it was called The Blind. Yeah.
Anyway, a bunch
can
of...
Can we go back in time and change the name of the movie?
A bunch of people from our church laid hands on me and...
It's not what it sounds like.
No, they... It was like a prayer circle thing, and they were like, go team, but I was in there.
You were the air underneath the high
go
five.
Go team, yeah. And then later that day, I did win a Nerf football in a Nickelodeon sweepstakes, mail-in sweepstakes.
I hear that, and I'm just like, he's busy up there for you. You know what I mean? He's busy up there for you.
Hey, listen, I can't do it all.
Yeah.
Eyes? Those are weird sacks of jelly, man. I don't know how those things even work. But here's a football.
Yeah. Prayer has consolation prizes sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
It's like, I can't get you that, but let me look around. See
one quarter of my left eye versus a fresh Nerf football from Nickelodeon. It was fucking free. It was the best part of it. And it looked like a big foot.
That wouldn't work.
It's a football. It's like a funny
point. I understand that, but there are certain design elements that go into a football to make it throwable.
Yeah.
And one of them is that it's not shaped like a foot.
Travis, it may surprise you to learn I didn't use this bad boy for sports. Mostly used for just set it up in my room like, that looks neat.
That's what prayer gets you.
Thanks.
Brothers, how do I bring in a personal use microwave to my workplace? All the company supplied microwaves are in dire shape, so I'd like to bring my own. However, I don't trust my coworkers to not destroy it.
You could have just stopped after I don't trust my coworkers.
Yeah. But this person basically, there's a few break rooms, one of which isn't often used. But through the close friends of the department do use the break room. I would rather they not know about my secret microwave.
That's not going to
happen.
That's
awesome.
You got it under your chair right now.
Maybe.
Can't leave this at home. First of all, you are going to be fucking jacked within a few months, I bet. No matter how you're getting to the office, carrying a microwave around with you everywhere you go,
yeah,
as if it is some sort of Sisyphean task that has been placed upon you by the gods.
I'm pretty sure their plan was to keep it at the office, not to commute back and forth with it. This is the world's weirdest lunchbox.
I swear to God, that thought did not cross my mind. Because it's at the office, you don't have a microwave anymore at home? I don't think so.
It does raise a question.
Huh. Like,
it's weird that you love microwave, but you're willing to do without as long as you can simultaneously own your coworkers and keep them from using your great microwave.
I have never seen an office microwave that wasn't just fully red inside it.
Yeah.
It wasn't there at first when it came into the office, and then someone cooked a few. It wasn't just one person's fault. It's fully red inside of there because stuff that went all over.
Yeah, and nobody's job is to get in there and get the spaghetti.
I'm of the conspiracy theory that there is never once, no matter how high class the office is, a new microwave was not brought into it. That's a hand-me-down second wave microwave. If that microwave started in someone else's home said, I've been looking for a reason to get rid of this, I'll put it in the office I'm building.
It's already dirty.
Steve Jobs.
What if the secret office microwave is how we are feeding this system? Eventually, you'll leave it there, and then it'll just become not secret office microwave.
It's just a regular heavy-duty microwave.
Because, okay, so if there's three break rooms.
Yeah.
One of the break rooms isn't being used that much. There's no microwave in that break room, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're like, there's three microwaves in three break rooms, you wouldn't bring a second microwave into a break room that already had a microwave.
Also, three break rooms, what do you work at, Apple?
Come on.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you know what? Keep it in your car and plug it into one of the sockets of your car.
There's an adapter.
It just occurred to me.
Car adapter.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Mount
tailgate your lunch break.
Now, hold up. I was about to say mount it under your desk, but that's probably not where you want.
We still don't know.
Radiation.
We still don't know the effects. And,
listen, I'm not saying that microwaves are dangerous because I've never bothered to look that information up myself.
If it was dangerous, they'd tell us.
How do fucking dudes on those podcasts do it where they just like make shit up like that? Where they're like, yeah, man, can't microwave your balls, dude.
Oh, they just make shit up.
Okay, that's, I was like, I don't know this information I'm about to say, so I'm just not going to say anything at all.
But
it was way easier.
To your point, Griffin, I don't know if it's dangerous for my balls.
Yeah.
But if someone said, you could have a microwave here level, ball level,
yeah,
foot level. Now, ironically, I would opt for foot level,
yeah,
but
for
that's
sure.
Never been an option for me whatsoever. Yeah. No one's ever been like, oh, just microwave that. Bend down.
Bend down. It's on the floor.
It's right there next to the dog's food. He likes a warm kibble.
You could tell people about it and then give them yummy coupons when they do good jobs at work. And you say, like, you've got one yummy coupon you can use to cook one thing in my special clean microwave. Look inside. Yeah, there's a few pink spots. I did a spaghetti accident in there once.
That's how it starts, Griffin.
This, you could have people pitch you on it. Like, this is my Nana's special stroganoff. And she made it just for me. And then she moved back out of town. And it's the only one I have left.
Yeah.
And I really want to give it a good experience.
What are you making, Rebecca? Oh, Campbell's tomato basil bisque? Get the fuck out of here.
I have a Hot Pocket self-contained. Get in
Great,
there.
Get in there. You're good.
No red foods. No red foods allowed.
Hey, what
about coin slot? Like in the bathrooms at Camden Park.
Whoa, wait. When you think coin slot, that's the object that you think of having coin slot on it?
Hey, Griffin, if one thing is going to carve its way into your memory.
That's actually a good point. Yeah.
Having to pee, like pay to pee. That's it, bud.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and I also, because of the people and everything, I tried to pick a funnier way of saying it than like
parking
a
meter.
Vending machine or a parking meter.
A Nickelodeon to watch a funny video.
I tried to be like random.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Because of you all here.
We have a special game that we like to play.
It's a visual game, so maybe.
This is the last one, and it's like dangerous. For one of us, this is Minion Quotes. I will say this. I spearheaded this the last time we did it, and it was the first time I had done it, I think. And I posted on Facebook for the first time since I think my second son was born. And I saw a lot of people come out of the woodwork to interact with me, whose mental projection of me is shaped entirely by the failed Minion quotes that I put up.
He had a son, and 2 years later, a lot of stuff changed.
A lot of stuff changed, and boy, howdy, does he like Garfield the cat.
Here's what's weird about...
Oh, wait, if you've never seen Minion quotes, we're going to show you a Facebook meme that somebody made that has a cartoon character on it, but they're going to be... they're going to be censored, and they have to guess who the cartoon character is based on the words on the thing. And if they get it right, I have to post it context-free to my Facebook wall.
Now, here's the wild thing, which has just occurred to me.
Yeah.
Justin created this bit.
Yep.
And then unprompted, after he failed a couple times and I had to post it, I took it over.
No one made me do it. I was going to let it lie. And then both these guys are like,
and someone's got to make the sausage, though. You know what I mean?
After like 2 years, once again, no discussion, unprompted. Just like two tours ago, Griffin's like, I'll do a Minion quote. What? What is happening to
Let's
this
see
curse
the first Minion
just
quote,
keeps
please.
Passing down the line.
Here we go. The one who falls and gets up is so much stronger than the one who never fell.
Who did the blurring?
Me.
Okay.
I did a lot of false, misleading silhouettes.
Because that's you are begging for minions. Your eyes are screaming minions at the top.
No, that's what he's going
for. Tic-tac shape silhouettes. No,
no
way.
He's going for that. SpongeBob SquarePants.
No, I'm gonna go on the nose and say Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown, Travis, what's your answer?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Show him the answer. Fuck yeah, it was minions. Trust your gut. Catch you slipping. Catch you slipping. Catch you both slipping.
I blame my older brother.
That was a fucking full, like, oh, he's going to do a Minions. It looks like a Minions. Couldn't possibly be Minions. It was fucking Minions.
Okay.
All Justin right. talked me out of it.
And all it right. was a Minion in a San Francisco 49ers hat for some reason.
Did yes. the 49ers fall down a lot?
Yeah.
They did when they started letting Minions play on the team.
Can we see the second
image,
We
should
please?
Give him pads. No, he's fine.
When someone you love dies, you never get over it. You just slowly get through each day. But you always keep them tucked safely in your heart.
Tweety Bird.
Comma. www.face.
Now, Griffin, I know you pulled this from one of my favorite places to pull Minion Quest. Shut up, I'm still talking.
Yeah, Shut Up, I'm Still Talking is really on top.
That was the original title of our podcast.
sure.
This one is, this is Tweety Bird.
Tweety Bird Ooh. Says, Justin.
I wish you wouldn't re-say my guesses because I feel like I can
There's
tell.
There's one answer that they are looking for because I've been on the other side of it. There's one thing they want to hear me say when they say their answer, and that word they want me to say is fuck.
Yeah.
Tweety Bird, huh? Okay.
Hello Kitty.
No, show the answer. Hello Kitty is a wild out there thing. It's bashful.
It's bashful. Aw. Aw, shucks.
When someone you love dies.
You know what? When someone I love dies, it makes me feel pretty shy.
Oh, I shouldn't.
I miss my dad.
Oh.
Shut up. I'm still talking about my dead loved one.
This is the final image of the game.
Should we confer on this one?
If you can't read it, it says, passing you the blunt. Have a happy Friday.
Okay.
You guys, no, hold on. It's tour manager Paul. You can fucking get this. You know this one.
I don't like this. I don't like, they no, don't need help. Do you understand what this would mean for me and my brand personally?
I absolutely do. You guys need to bear down. Make your guesses smart.
I fucking hate this energy right now. I don't want to put this on Facebook
you
for all the people who used to go to...
Paul,
get
this.
Paul, you're getting our hand. You don't want this, the blame.
Justin, let me go first. Because I'm confident about yours.
Okay.
Griffin, I'm going to say Shrek.
Fuck!
We'll be back in 15 minutes. Go buy some stuff and then we'll do more show. Hey, I'm going to interrupt this real quick.
Whoa.
Let me step in here and tell you about the food my cat likes.
We
you
are
do this every week.
No, this time I really mean it because I have a really impactful food and it is Smalls. And it made my life hard when I introduced it to my cats. I'm going to be honest with you. Because these cats, they like food.
Yeah, yeah.
I put out some of this, and they looked at me in an accusatory fashion like I've been withholding from them. You got to try Smalls. It's a protein-packed cat food made with preservative-free ingredients you find in your fridge. I would have eaten this stuff, no problem.
Wait, now, hold on, Justin. What you're saying, hold on. If I can get back to the premise, you gave your cats a better food than they normally eat, and your cat was like, where has this been?
Yes, that's true.
And did you tell them that Smalls is only for winner cats who try their best?
They have to put in the effort every day and get good grades at cat school. When you open up this, you'll be braced for a stink, but it is not there.
What, really?
Yes.
Whoa.
Like cat food traditionally stinks. You
know, the wet cat food stinks, not this stuff. It smells, dinner bell, ring, ring, ring.
Yeah, sure.
Bring me to the table. No, I didn't feel pressed to eat it at all.
Well, you do want...
It sounds like you wanted to eat it.
You would love a shinier coat and softer fur. You are always talking about that.
Yes, I would like that. The other cats, Mr. Sophocles, all the gang make fun of me. And I'm glad to finally be able to... My cats look great, and they love this food. And it's wet, and they're wild about it.
Are your cats ready for the heavy side layer?
No, my cats, not anymore. They might have been before, but now they've tried Smalls. They want to stay on Earth. Higher quality ingredients mean a healthier and happier life for
your
kitty.
No, wait, stop. Because now I want to do a version of Cats where at the end... someone brings Smalls food in, and they're like, "Wait a second,
let's
get
out of here.
I don't want to go to Heaviside Layer anymore. This stuff rules."
So head to smalls.com/mybrother and use promo code mybrother at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code mybrother for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code mybrother, 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
One last thing before you get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of merch at the merch store this month. If you haven't checked it out, you got to go. We got candles. We got Hot Yeah stickers. We got Garrow plushies at 30% off. And 10% of all merch proceeds this month go to World Central Kitchen. And I'm going to be at Gen Con next week. So if you want to come see me at Gen Con and see all the cool stuff I'm doing, you can go to bit.ly/McElroy Tours. And while you're there, you can also get tickets to some of our upcoming shows. Okay, now back to the old show. You get it.
You get it.
I'm Jordan Morris.
And I'm Jesse Thorne.
On Jordan Jesse Go, we make pure, delightful nonsense.
We rope in awesome guests
and bring them down to our level.
We get stupid with Judy Greer.
My friend Molly and I call it having the space weirds.
Patton Oswalt.
Could I get a Balrog burger and some Aragorn fries? Thank you.
And Kumail Nanjiani.
I've come back with cat toothbrushes, which is impossible to use.
Come get stupider with us at MaximumFun.org.
Look, your podcast app's already open. Just pull it out. Give Jordan Jesse Go a try.
Being smart is hard. Be dumb instead.
Okay, zebras, orangutans. Oh,
yes, sorry. Hi.
No, you see animals talking. Who are you?
Yes, my name's Carrie Poppy. I co-host a podcast called Owner Ross and Carrie. This is my co-host Ross right here.
Okay.
We investigate spirituality, claims of the paranormal, and we were wondering if we could get on the Ark.
You did come 2x2. I appreciate
that.
Though most of the things I'm letting on the Ark don't talk.
I'm going to be talking all up on this boat. Do you mind both?
I prefer Ark
or
barge.
Okay, I'm not listening, but if you let me on, then I will make my really good podcast on your boat.
Can you at least help clean up all the poop?
I guess I don't see why not.
Well, I'll check out the podcast. Where do I find it?
It's on MaximumFun.org.
No. No fucking way.
What? We got him! We got him!
Doesn't need it, man.
Hey, bodies. Hi, my name is Richard Stink. I'm kind of an expert with fragrance.
Can I feel terrible. Justin is a huge Richard Stink fan. He's got massive diarrhea right now.
He has turbo diarrhea. He's so sick backstage.
If he could be here, Richard, he would, but the only way he can get off the toilet is when the pressure of the diarrhea is having lifts him up off of the seat.
Yeah, yeah, like a genie coming out of a lamp.
Oh, it's terrible,
it
Richard.
It sucks, Richard.
I feel so bad.
So I was going to do my bit over here because it's a lot to be next to.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Even the brief sort of
the wave, the visible lines of the various layers of fragrance I'm wearing. Yeah, buddy, I hear.
Yeah.
You. But the thing is, there's no monitor here, so I don't hear your words. I'm just kind of nodding, right? Like Travis, I'm nodding and waiting for you to stop talking, and then I do a bit, right? So I'm kind of doing that because I can't really hear
Richard,
you.
Richard, why are you barefoot?
Yeah, it's a great lineup today, Trav. Can I approach the throne though for real?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't want to sit in the king's
no,
seat.
No, there's no diarrhea in it.
It's safe.
No, it's not yuck. There's no diarrhea.
Well, it's a break of a new season, buddy. And we're gonna see what your fragrance game, Griffin.
Yeah.
What are you planning on?
Oh yeah, I'm so glad you've asked. This season of fragrance, I've decided to go with Old Spice Pure Sport deodorant smell. The normal good smell. The normal good smell of Old Spice Pure Sport.
What's the number one thing I say on my channel?
Thank you, Jesus, for the smells that... Yeah,
if you need deodorant, your cologne game is off. Right?
I don't use deodorant for that very reason.
It should be layering. It should be layering, though. What about you?
I rub lemon juice and blueberries in my armpits, on my chest, and
natural.
In my...
Natural. That's great. That's
my
great.
Knee pits.
That's a huge waste of time. This isn't a joke to me. This is real. You all need fragrance recommendations. It's a new season. You want to smell like your idol, so I've got the easiest game ever. What does your idol smell like?
Oh, my God.
Like my religious idol?
Well, the rules of the game are coming right at you. You're going to do great at this. I'm going to tell you fragrance.
Yeah.
You tell me the exact celebrity, middle name, first name, last
middle
name.
Middle name?
In that order?
I know. I
middle
want
name, first name, last name.
First, middle, last. No, I don't need middle names. This is a
middle
of,
initial is okay?
I'm sorry. I thought you guys still did joke. Hold on. Update my notes. Okay.
You don't have a pen.
Paul. There he is. Looking extremely hot tonight, Paul.
Hey.
Very
Richard,
hot.
Can I say I followed your Instagram account?
All right.
You have a lot of photos hanging out with Paul.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Paul's a cool dude. Yeah. Paul gets it, man.
You changed the name of your Instagram account to Mr. Fragrance and Paul.
No, that was I got one of the bots. The Russians, they got me.
Shit, oh, man.
Yeah, it's tough.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'll be okay when you guys get all of these exactly right, not pause at all. Too easy. Tom Ford, Gray, Vetiver. We got this.
God,
is,
I couldn't.
I got clues.
Oh, cool.
Vetiver. Masculine, classic.
Yeah.
Vetiver's in the name, so that's a little bit of a double, but I did want to confirm that there's a very
masculine,
powerful vetiver.
Okay.
Just name the idol that wears it.
Wait, can you?
What happened to you at the end of that sentence?
I want one name of an idol who wears
Richard,
it.
Richard, one thing I need.
No. Yes. Takes too long for you. You should have already
can
said it.
Can you tell me what they are an idol of? Like what?
What industry?
No, with this one I can't.
All right, I'm going to let it rip. Lenny Kravitz.
Okay.
Tom Holland.
No, change it. Mine, Shrek.
No, you're all wrong. You're so embarrassed. It's a Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman, damn it.
Now, hold on. I asked you
Wolverine.
What he was an idol of, and you couldn't say movies?
No, because he's also an idol of stage.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right, Richard.
The small screen, huge, does it all. Wolfman.
Wolfman.
Stage.
He's problematic circus guy.
He's the dad of the boy.
Dad of the boy.
Yeah, sure.
He's more like greatest smell man. Good pick, Wolfman.
He was in that short-lived TV musical about Las Vegas.
Next up, Asa Vash Parfum.
These words are...
Oh, I know this one. This is Johnny Depp.
Okay, Asa Vash Parfum. You didn't even let me describe some of the notes. The nose on this is Francois Demarché.
Uh-huh.
The nose...
Oh, wait.
On this one, Francois Deschamanche?
I think Travis said the answer really enthusiastically. That I have no feeling inside of me that rivals that.
This is so embarrassed for Travis, and I'm trying over here not to piss.
Wait. Is it not Johnny Depp?
No,
Then I'm going to guess.
What?
I'm going to guess then.
But Johnny Depp is a poster child of Sauvage.
Okay.
By Christian Dior. This is Eau Sauvage Parfum. Completely different. You sound like an idiot. Stupid. This opens with Peregrin, the bitter oil of the orange tree.
Oh, shit. You didn't say it was the bitter oil of the orange tree.
That changes
tree.
A lot of
Name
shit.
Name your idol,
what
Travis.
Are they an idol of?
I'm going to say Brad Pitt.
This is these are all like film guys.
Are they all guys?
This is a film guy. Yeah, this is a film guy.
Okay, Brad Pitt?
No.
Who do I think smells like orange?
Peregrin.
Uh-huh. This is nothing.
Give me one more. What's the nose? What's the nose?
Francois Demarché.
This is Channing Tatum.
Stanley Tucci. No.
Antonio Banderas.
Fuck.
That's your idol. Smells like classic orange oil.
And the most topical photo we could find of
Mr. Banderas.
I just figured all these guys that want the picture, they look the coolest. Like if he's a Wolfman or Zorro.
Yeah, sure.
That's when they look the coolest. I did that for all these. The one, ODT.
Ooh.
This is a deep dry down with tobacco.
Is this Is this drink half cider, half Guinness?
I want to drink whatever that is really bad. Right.
That's rule number two of the channel. You see, I make a lot of videos about this, and the subject title is always, I don't drink fragrance anymore. There's a lot of reasons for that are prescription.
Why I stopped drinking fragrance featuring Mr. Beast.
All right. Dolce Gabbana the one. Dolce Gabbana the one.
You and Mr. Beast ever do anything together?
You ever smell Mr. Beast? You know the answer to your question. I've never met the man. He seems so
now,
kind.
Now, hold on. If this might surprise you, Richard, I've never smelled Mr. Beast.
I thought he made everybody smell him for $1,000. I saw that video. Right. Everybody on earth smell me.
Yeah,
I give
made
them
everyone
all,
pay $1,000 to smell
I
him.
I give them all a hamburger.
That's
if they
how
smell
he got
me.
All his money.
All right, Dolce Gabbana the one. You're wasting time. Come on. This is dry down the deep tobacco. It's rich, sexual.
Oh.
Sexy, sexual. This is a leader. This is somebody who's not afraid to get in there and mix it up. They shake up the boardroom. They shake up the court.
Are they in a boardroom or a court?
Jared Leto.
Okay.
He does shake things up.
This I will mention now is a sports star.
God damn it. Why? Richard.
You didn't ask.
A sports star.
Sports star, huge influence on movies. Sports star.
LeBron James.
It is LeBron James. Congratulations, Griffin. This is a cool thing about LeBron James. Did you know that this man knows Spider-Man? The Bugs Bunny, he knows Spider-Man, he knows Matrix. He's friends with all Warner characters. Did you know about this?
No, that kicks ass, man.
It's awesome.
What does Bugs Bunny smell like, Richard?
What? Carrots. Next up,
John Krasinski.
John Varvatos. Oh.
What's wrong with John Varvatos?
That's just a hip flask.
This is like...
This is strong stuff.
Oh, do you hate it because it says toilet on it?
It's.
What does that mean, Richard?
Toilet.
No. I know.
That's toilet.
But what's it mean?
Oh, the toilet.
That means of the toilet.
No.
It does.
Yes, but your toilet, from where I am, that's like a whole bathroom routine.
Okay, cool.
John Varvatos. Yes. Mediterranean spices and tobacco.
Wait, no,
how original.
What's wrong with John Varvatos?
I'm telling you, if you fucking shut up, tobacco. And
I don't know if I've ever heard you curse, Richard.
I am really sorry about that, Jesus. He's been so busy in my life lately.
Yeah.
He's been working for me, obviously working for you guys.
Yeah.
So a
I
lot
got that
more.
Promotion.
Yeah. And John Varvatos, tobacco, Mediterranean spices. We're all so impressed. You're very classy. Who is it? The idol of yours, Griffin. You love this guy.
Oh, man.
He's an idol.
He's an idol and I love him?
He's one of your idols. You say to me all the time, I want to be just like him. I do everything. I do it all. Songs, skits.
Fucking, it's not Shrek for sure.
You know it can't be Shrek, right? You know Shrek is not a real guy. He doesn't care whatever.
And he smells like swamp water.
He smells like onions. I hate him.
You hate him?
I have been sitting here trying.
Hold on.
No.
You hate Shrek?
Who's your idol that wears John Varvatos?
I'm kind of curious why you hate Shrek.
No, it's nothing.
No,
is
tell
it
me.
Like a religious thing?
No, we're cousins and it's like weird.
Oh, man. So when you say he's not real, like he's a faker who tells lies?
It's weird, like, no, it's like everybody wants me to, like, get in contact with him.
Oh,
like, collab,
he's
yeah.
He's your cousin, right? You're related to
him. You like, know Shrek, right?
When I was
Shrek?
Growing up, I had a bus driver whose son was in the band Savage Garden.
Yeah.
And it was all he talked about, and everybody tried to get an invite to meet them. This is, they had some hits in America. Did you have, well,
yeah,
you?
We got Savage Garden Savage here. Garden. It was great.
We call it Sauvage Garden.
John Varvatos.
Okay,
come
I've
on.
Been sitting here. I had an actor pop into my mind, and I could see him extremely clearly, but I couldn't remember his name for about a full minute and a half. And then when I remembered his name, it was John Stamos, which kind of sounds like John Varvatos. And that's why my stupid fucking
John
brain was
Stamos?
Like, I got it, Griffin. That sounds like John Stamos. It's this guy.
I'm going to say Benjamin Diesel.
Okay, no. I'm sorry. It's Griffin's idol, Jimmy Fallon.
God.
Damn, Jimmy. $30 a bottle. You spoil us, Jimmy. Thank you so much. What a treat for the nose. David Beckham.
Well, okay.
I have a guess.
Step into the web, seventh spider to the fly. David Beckham.
Okay, wait, Trav. One of the two of us has to say David Beckham. Just so we don't regret it.
Listen, I confidently said Johnny Depp, and I look like
you really ate
tool.
Shit. Everybody here thinks you're so
everybody
bad
remember
at that.
That. Like, it, like we need any reminder of that.
I'm going to say David Beckham, the athlete.
That's correct. Yeah, absolutely.
Fuck!
Yeah. That's great. I don't know why it would be. Deceit is a sin, and I already did a curse of the week, so I'm not going to.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
You know, all right, last one.
Is David Beckham okay in this photo?
He thirsty.
This one's a twist.
He's trying to get a bug.
The last one is Givenchy playing. It looks like a microphone. I bet you guys love this.
Yeah, for sure. We love those
this
things.
Probably gets you going, right? Because it looks like a microphone.
Yeah, no, I'm rock hard.
You probably already want to... You probably want to talk at it, just looking at it, but no, it's a hole for fragrance to come
man,
out.
Man, goddamn, my brain says this, Marc Maron, and there's no way that's it.
Come on.
Fuck. Just
answer Jason Bateman.
This
no.
one's too obvious. I made it too obvious.
Is it Givenchy?
Givenchy's, no. Travis, this is a star. This talk about a triple threat. This guy, star, stage, screen, not stage. Well,
God damn it. What a roller coaster you've taken me on,
this
Richard.
This guy do it all. Football.
Did he do football? Did he? Okay.
He has done football at least one time, I can say for sure. Not for money.
What the fuck?
I can say confident, right?
He did football for fun.
At least one time he's done football for fun, never for money, star of stage and screen.
Is he a star of stage?
Yeah, but not like Broadway. Like, around. He's a star around, and it's crazy to me. I say Givenchy play, and you're not like slapping the table for a buzzer you don't have.
Ira Glass.
Very good.
Very played football joke. One time.
Josh Groban.
No, it's Justin Timberlake. Thanks, everybody. That's my time.
He's already gone.
When he was unsure about stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Does Richard Stink not know if concerts count as stage?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Because I would say, as many people have seen him on stages.
Yeah, yeah. Backstage, he's always wearing headphones, but I swear to God, there's never anything coming out of
They're
him.
Not even plugged in.
I don't think he knows
like
about
football
music.
Players who are trying to avoid.
Oh, juice.
Hey, how's J-Dog. Your butt?
Oh, ruined.
You just missed it.
No, not again.
Yeah.
Which one?
Richard.
The boy?
It was Richard Stink.
I've met him. I never met the little boy, though. I'd love to meet the little boy.
You mean
Isaac the child chocolatier? Yeah, maybe someday. Okay, we're going to go to some audience questions. The microphone is right
down
here.
Wait, Justin, do you want to wait?
No, this
audience?
Is important. It has to be the next thing that we say. Don't come down to the microphone unless we call you, please. Okay, now you can...
Justin, do you want to wink at the audience about Richard?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. No,
the microphone is missing. Oh, wow. There it is, Paul.
Here we go. Thank you, Paul. So we're going to call down we're going to call your name and your seat number. People send in the questions in advance. We thank you very much for that. So I'm going to call a few people down. Just line up here in the aisle. When you get here, tell us your name. If you want to tell us your pronouns, that'd be great.
And your PIN number.
And your brief. And a brief summary of your... question. Let's a brief summary of your PIN number. Just the first two numbers.
Just
we'll
like
get it.
Where you're at.
We'll take it from there.
Hello. Please approach the microphone.
Hey, John Jay.
Hi, John Jay. So not John. I took a guess there.
God, I'm so.
Together.
No, it's John.
I was writing this line when he said John, and my brain went certainly not.
Certainly
that.
Not that.
And then I thought, well, maybe that.
Maybe. Yeah.
All right, John, what's your question, John?
So this is a question, more of a scenario posed by my oldest son.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah. So
kids do say the fucking darndest things, though, don't they?
The weirdest thing. So the question is, how much milk is too much milk to pour out into a parking lot to be socially acceptable?
Yeah, sure. John, even though it is your son who asked this question, this must have some sort of practical use case where milk was being dumped into a parking lot and one of the adults present was raising a stink.
Said,
about
hey,
it.
That's too
that's
much.
That's too much milk to dump out in a parking lot. To which your son replied, well, how? What's the good amount of
because
milk?
Because, John, there's a lot of debate about nature versus
let's stick
nurture.
Let's stick with John, because I'm pretty sure it's just
okay. John. John, there's a lot of debate about nature versus nurture. Your five-year-old was not born wondering how much milk is too much milk to pour out in a parking lot.
Yeah, sometimes it's okay to put your hand on the rudder and guide away from certain conundrums.
Is it white milk or chocolate milk?
It's white milk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, that changes.
What kind of parking lot? In your mind's eye, what kind of parking lot is it?
Where is it, too?
Is it great? What's the gradient of it? Is it going to run into some kind of water
it's
table?
A
no.
flat parking lot.
Flat, let's say, apartment complex.
Apartment complex is bad because there's a lot of people who are watching every fucking car.
Can you get up on the mic, John?
Yeah.
Okay, John, here's what I think. I think bigger than a foot puddle.
Bigger than a foot puddle of...
Here's what I'm saying. If the milk is smaller than a shoe in the puddle, you might step on that and be like, ugh. But if it is bigger than your shoe and it begins to get into the various folds and sizes of the shoe.
That's no good.
That's no good. Nobody wants that. People wear canvas shoes these days. Have you seen this? So listen, bigger than a shoe, too much, because that could ruin someone's day. That's my personal
opinion. That's a great
answer. I'm also going to say there are areas of the parking lot where it's more expensive. Anywhere between cars, not okay. But if you go to like, the car aisles, however you want to say it,
yeah.
where the car drives, plenty of room to avoid. But if I get out of the car, how the fuck was I supposed to know there was a puddle of milk, which is my favorite puddle of mud cover band.
Puddle of milk.
They turn all the lyrics down, so they're perfect for
they
babies.
They cut out all the squares.
This is the part where we would do that with a puddle of mud song, except.
There's only one thing stopping us. Knowledge of puddle of mud. But if you pour it out where cars drive over, cars don't care about milk in so
now,
many ways.
John, I would say also.
That's why in the Cars movies.
When they drive over milk, they're not like,
What just happened?
Whoa, yeah. Is that from a mammal? Why who died out 5,000 years ago?
Is this car milk? What the fuck?
In my mind...
Okay, which fluid? No.
Thank you for going where my brain went.
So, I think windshield wiper fluid.
No fucking way.
Hey, listen.
It's grease.
Do you wash your face with milk?
Thank you.
That would be windshield wiper fluid.
But the car's got to make it itself.
Uh-oh, it's becoming about this, and you guys can feel it too.
Hey, John, listen.
No, which secretion from an automobile would count as breast milk?
It's got to be something the car makes itself. If the cars are mammals in this world.
What does a car make?
It's grease!
Cars don't make
it takes in oil and everything else and makes grease. Your body needs other things to make milk.
It doesn't
make it without outside.
The primary feature of milk is to keep the mammals alive.
Hold on, everybody.
Yeah, without fucking grease, the gears grind together and lock up.
Seems like you're mighty thirsty over there, partner. Let me go scooch you out some grease. Get her done.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to say.
You all know I'm fucking right.
Is that the liquid matters too.
Yeah.
Diet Coke. I will dump the biggest Diet Coke you could imagine.
That's for the bees.
Regular Coke, I don't dump out because that does drive bees crazy. Bees don't care about Diet Coke, but they'll go wild for regular Coke. Full sugar, don't dump that out because bees will go wild.
Yeah. Some bees like milk too. It's true.
Big bees love milk. You're big burly bees.
If you see any big bees flying around, don't dump that milk out. You got to take that milk out to a cow pasture and be like, I fucked up. My
don't dump it in front of the cows.
No, you give it to them.
Can you imagine you pour milk out in front of a cow and they're
saying you pour it out. I'm saying you give it back to them. Like, I got too much. You guys, this is yours.
John, it also definitely matters if this act is observed or not.
Yeah.
Because
right.
I think the amount changes a whole lot.
By a factor of thousands of gallons.
If you have to like keep a thumbs up the entire time you're doing it, that's no good.
I actually think it goes around the other side. You pour out a little milk and so it's like, what the fuck? But if you keep pouring out jugs and jugs and jugs, after a while they're like, I don't get it, but I get it.
You look at them and you say, It's fucking unpasteurized. Keep your mouth shut.
Do you think it's weird if you could talk to a cow?
Yeah.
And you said, this milk is
pasteurized. It just can't understand or talk back to me at all.
And you said, this milk is pasteurized. And they'd be like, all our milk is pasteurized. It's in a pasture.
They would be pretty
confused. And you're like, no, it's a different thing. And they're like, what are the odds?
I honestly would never tell a cow that. That would be so embarrassing for them to be like, oh, yeah, your milk, it's great. We definitely drink it right like you make it. It's great. No, the way you guys are doing it is perfect. Yeah.
So, John, does that help?
No notes. Yeah, hey, John, did that help?
Very much. Thanks, guys.
Hey, wait. What automotive fluid do you think would qualify as the milk from a car? What's a car's milk?
And, John, keep in mind if it changes anything, because we have to acknowledge there are car bugs.
Yeah.
In the cars, because we see VW bugs flying
around.
Don't
fucking confuse this. John, what of the car fluids is milk?
Windshield wiper fluid.
Thank you. John, you're so wrong.
Thank you, John.
John, go back to your seat. I want to look at you.
Okay. Hello, give us your names, your pronouns, and what you think the car's milk is.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, my name's Rebecca. My pronouns are she, her. And I think the car's milk is, you know when you run the air conditioner and the water comes out?
Yeah,
that's
good.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Hey, that's
really good.
Very good.
That's good, actually.
Condensed milk.
Woo. Comedy alert. Good joke. He's done it.
That's a very good answer, Rebecca. But what is your question?
Oh, you forgot.
Do you need a reminder?
I've got it. Okay. So last fall, at the end of festive gourd season, I took my pumpkins that were starting to get mushy and I threw them in the compost pile and forgot about them forever, you know, the way you do.
That's what you do. It would be fucking bonkers if you did anything else to
and
the
now,
stuffy compost.
And now, 6 months later, I still wistfully stare.
Yeah. I'll never forget you, scrambled eggs I didn't eat!
Don't put scrambled eggs in the fucking compost. What are you talking about?
Worms love that shit.
You can do eggshells, my man.
Sorry. Rebecca, what's your question?
My question. Surprise, this spring, I have a huge pumpkin patch. Every single one of those little pumpkin seeds has made a pumpkin plant.
Oh, from the
and
compost.
I have pumpkin vines everywhere, including through the chain link fence into my next door neighbor's yard.
Uh-huh.
And they're rooting through your rutabagas. So,
yesterday, as we were walking to a museum, my dad and I referenced Into the Woods, and Griffin fucking made fun of us.
I didn't know such thing.
Shame.
So they found out.
The next door neighbor's two cute little girls saw this growing and said, what is it? And, you know, there was one little tiny pumpkin on the vine that was on their side of the fence. And I said, well, that's your pumpkin. That's for you guys. The problem is this pumpkin has grown so enormous. It is dwarfing all of the other pumpkins in my now very large pumpkin patch. It's twice the size of my head. It's only June. It's only going to get bigger.
That's fucking a big pumpkin, please.
Yeah. And that is the power of a child's love. And I
thank you.
That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful.
Which brings me to my question, which is how can I
write
tell
a script
this
about this you can pitch to Hollywood that's like the magic pumpkin?
Starring Jennifer Garner.
Oh, shit.
That's good.
Yeah, the magic pumpkin that I want to unoffer these little
tapes. Rebecca, you want the pumpkin back?
I want the pumpkin
Rebecca
back.
Rebecca, credit for like the really good pumpkin.
There are so many times you fucked up here.
He's right.
Rebecca, first of all, to go with the plot we've been writing of this magical pumpkin story, you didn't even mean to plant these pumpkins. But second of all, it is on their property.
That's true.
Legal claim is the kids, for
and
sure.
Then you told them they could have it. So, like, imagine.
Possession is 9/10 of the law, like, and the other 10th is you saying, you can have it.
You can have it. So, like,
Those are the only two things you need to possess something.
Let's put this a different way, Rebecca. Your dog has puppies. The kids go, can I have one of those puppies? And you say, yeah.
You say,
and
take then, it?
Yes. And then that dog grows up and starts winning a bunch of awards and races and shit. And you're
dog
like,
dog
actually,
awards.
I want that dog back
now.
That's my dog.
Biggest dog, so clearly I need it back. Oh, man, hold on, wait. I don't know how plants work necessarily, but can you not go in, pop that pumpkin out? Wow, hold on, wait, can I say something?
Wait, how little on, do wait, you wait. Know?
The fact that it has grown through a fence has added an almost literal brain teaser element to this, right? Because you could take the big pumpkin and swap it for a little pumpkin that's shorter on the vine, but you got this GD fence in the way.
Yeah.
This is fucking great.
Yeah, you got to get some green duct tape and just put on another one there. Get one at the store, the real pretty one, and just swap them out. No problem.
But how do you get it through the fence, Justin?
You have to go over there properly.
Wait, how old are they? 5 and 7?
They're yes. Dumb.
Travis.
No. Hey, I got a 6 and 3-year-old. I could tell them.
Yeah.
Hey, the pumpkin got up and walked away. No. If I sold it hard enough.
Okay, but wait. You don't want to harvest this pumpkin, right? It's only fucking June. Can you imagine how big this is going to be by the time it's All Hallows Eve? But listen, you don't want to cut it off the vine, so how do you get it back past the fence? It's now, on a vine.
Oh.
Now you're fucking getting it.
Wait, hold on. What would you do with the pumpkin?
Well,
let it grow and win a prize, right?
What prize?
Yeah, like maybe it's really big and it wins a prize, or maybe I just like prize? Put it on my porch. Like
biggest
or,
pumpkin,
you know.
Travis.
Where? So no, hold on,
at
Rebecca.
The West Virginia Pumpkin Festival that has the biggest pumpkin. You sound so stupid right now.
I know that there are biggest pumpkin awards, but Rebecca, everything I've gotten so far is you have a hypothetical award in your head. I could win. An award.
Yeah.
It is where?
Like you have a passing fascination with pumpkins that happens to have struck fucking gold, and you're looking at how you can best seize the moment.
But these children are going to put a top hat on this pumpkin, and it's going to become alive and become their best friend and win an award at a talent show.
Could you submit it? Tell them you're going to take it to awards? And they'll get like, and tell them, like, I'll tell all the awards people that it's your pumpkin.
That's
but
good.
I'll take it to awards for you.
And then you throw a couple Beyblades on the ground, and they'll just fucking vroom, right on. They don't give a shit about your pumpkin anymore.
Just up into Happy Meal in front of.
That's all you have to do sometimes.
Oh, wait, the pumpkin went away and it grew Happy Meal.
Whoa, even better. Thanks,
look what was out of this giant pumpkin. Bugs and Happy Meals. Go figure.
Does that help?
That helps a lot. Thank
Great.
You.
Great. Thank you, Rebecca.
Glad to help.
Hello, please approach the microphone.
Hi. How are you?
Good, great.
Good, good. How are you?
What's car milk? And then, wait, hold on. You want to give us your name, your pronouns,
you came
and
what's in car too milk? Hot, Griffin. Right. Too hot.
I got too
awesome. Excited. Okay, Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn. And she, her, and car milk. I don't know.
Yeah. I also don't know.
Don't look at them. Don't look at them.
Please stop screaming about car milk. I'll do anything.
It's a secret. Just say any car fluid and then bullshit some answer for
except
why.
Except gasoline,
well,
that's
water
fumes.
And oil are mixed together, it looks like milk. So
that does look like milk. I'm going to accept that answer
thank
from
you. Carol. Now, how can we help?
Okay. I fell into the river kayaking a couple weeks ago with my family, and I was actually stuck in the water in the rapids for 3 hours and almost died.
What?
Carolyn.
not entirely Carolyn, in the water, though, right?
I'm getting some details now that weren't in your email, Carolyn.
I just added that 3 hours. I just
Carolyn
added the 3 hours.
Carolyn.
Okay.
Just 3 hours.
The vibe we're surfing has just radically shifted.
Now we're the ones in the raging waters. Whoa.
Okay, I'll read it exactly. Okay. I fell into a river kayaking 2 weeks ago, almost died, and later my dad sent me a reel of a pro kayaker in much more advanced rapids killing it. How do I respond?
Hey, Carolyn, hearing it again out loud, can I say it's kind of on us? Because you did say almost died.
Yeah.
And we were like, probably not.
Can I say something? This may be a value judgment on what I think of our listeners, but I would assume that if one of our listeners said, I almost died whitewater rafting, they probably fell in the water a little bit. Not for 3 goddamn hours, Carolyn!
You didn't say at the end of it, like, P.S., I'm an American hero. Yeah. P.S., they're already developing the movie about
Ron
my story.
Ron Howard is attached to the film of my
life. 3 hours? 3 hours? Did you get bored while you were dying?
I did.
You almost died and got pruney skin.
I did. Yeah.
You could send him a video of Tom Hanks. And be like, this is what a better dad looks like.
And then send him a video of Tom Hanks and be like, this is what Solly Sullenberger looks like.
Was it, can I devil's advocate this even a little bit and ask, did he think it would be like, for next time when you find yourself in this situation, here's some helpful strokes you can use to not be in the rapids for 3 hours.
Right,
hey, Griffin.
That's my question.
I got this one, Carolyn. Carolyn went whitewater rafting with family.
Yeah.
So I had to assume the father was there.
Yeah.
And 3 hours later was reunited with Carolyn.
Yeah, wait, is that true? Was your dad there?
Yeah, he was kayaking with me.
Okay,
and
okay,
I
stop
fell in.
The presses.
This is a lie.
You need to send him some videos of fast fucking rescues from rivers.
Yeah.
How to rescue one of your homies a little bit faster, Dad.
Send him all the compilation of like dad reflexes.
Yeah.
Like catching babies on swings.
Send him a fucking video of the Olympic runner who like totally beefs it at the finish line and his dad jumps out of the stands to carry him across the finish line and then be like, what the fuck, man?
That guy didn't even have water around him.
Yeah.
His dad's reflexes were quicker. I was about to ask you if that helps, but I know in fact it does.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
How did your dad fail you?
Oh.
And what is Carmilk?
We are going to get to that.
Wait, what's your name?
Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Out of a really weird set of circumstances, I did literally dump milk in a parking lot yesterday.
Okay.
Mary, this is extremely unorthodox.
It was half a cup, and I dumped water on top of it to, like, dilute it.
Perfect! The perfect crime!
Hey, thank you very much for answering that question. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mary, what was your question?
So, okay. My dad...
I forgot what the question was, and I asked how your dad failed you, and you're like, well, and I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit, actually.
I know this is a sensitive subject to y'all. He's a bit of a juggler. And
hey, Mary, I know that's a fucking lie.
It's not.
He's no not a bit of bit a juggler.
It does sound like a weird 1940s, like, euphemism.
Where for something, like, yeah.
Yeah, my son...
He can be a bit of a juggler as a treat. I think we can all. So what happened?
He has 2 world records in juggling.
He's a bit of a juggler, a little bit. He juggles a little bit.
Juggles a little bit. Anyway, so he...
Anyone looks coolest by looking even a little bit cool at all.
Look, he was invited to a juggling club, so...
And he turned him down. He's like,
we've all been invited
to
a juggling.
Too busy juggling.
Yeah.
We've all come back to our parked cars to find a fucking flyer on the windshield that says, come join our juggling club.
And your
dad
was like, I'm not in it for the money!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in it for the art.
But he's...
Most kids board simultaneously.
He brings his juggling stuff anywhere he goes.
Yeah.
And whenever he meets my friends, he's like, hey, you, learn how to juggle. And I'm afraid
does he do it again?
It can't be like that, right, Mary? It can't be like
hey
that.
Hey, you kid. I just need a sparkle in your eye.
I need to be able to isolate it to use it as my text tone. So if one more time.
Hey, you, learn how to juggle.
Okay.
All right. So
there's a lot of neck movement in there, Mary. If nothing else, coach your dad as he gets older, he shouldn't do that much neck movement.
Wait, are these the 2 guns your dad is holding? Like, hey, you better fucking learn how to juggle fast.
Well, you know how some dads, it's like you're afraid they're going to take your, you know, significant other home and they're going to be like, father with a shotgun. I'm afraid my father is going to be like, hey, can you juggle?
Worse in so many ways.
No, hold on, Mary.
And this is a legitimate
Mary,
fear.
I'll joke aside. You know one of those is actually worse, right?
Do you know how hard a fucking legit 2-time award-winning juggler can throw a juggle ball? I'm saying guns don't kill people. Juggle balls thrown very hard by a professional juggler.
He had to register his body with the CIA. He had to, living weapon.
I have a particular set of skills. Very particular.
Mary? He has to get a concealed carry license to put his balls in his pocket.
Oh, boy. So, Mary, is the question how to make your dad kind of cool it on the juggling stuff?
my question is, what do I do if I bring a significant other home and my dad tries to get them to juggle?
We all are married.
True.
And if the first time I met my now father-in-law, he was like, oh, by the way, watch this. I would have been over the fucking moon.
Totally so fucking. Because here's the thing. When sometimes grandparents will get our kids presents that are like very dialed in on like, oh, you like dinosaurs? Here's 1,000 dinosaurs. And yet, if my father-in-law was like, I like juggling, it's like, I mean, okay, let's go ahead and do this. Let's put the tiger on the table. My father-in-law likes the Beatles and the St. Louis Blues. Can you guess what most of my gifts to him have been about? Those two subjects that I know about him. This is great. You could just give your dad juggle presents all day long.
You could, if your significant other could learn to juggle, that would be a huge moment.
Huge.
Are you kidding me? To know I could win my father-in-law's love that easily?
Not to say it's easy to learn how to juggle 3 whole balls. Wink.
I'm sorry, do you have a world record? Hey,
what? No.
Oh, so you are proud.
So you are proud of juggling.
Admit you love your dad.
You are proud of your dad.
Your dad hired us.
Thank you, Mary.
Hats off to you, Mary. And let's go ahead and adjust those lights. Thank you all so much for coming to our show. This has been so fun. And
yes.
Richmond is so cool.
Thank you so much, Richmond. Thank you to the Carpenter Theater for having us. It is truly one of the coolest theaters we've ever played.
Yeah, man. Beautiful. It's overly beautiful, I would say. Yeah. It's mocking us.
Yeah,
and with the its dumb beauty. Shit that we said all night.
Thank you to Paul. Thank you to Amanda. Thank you to Rachel for the incredible sound work to make this make sense to people who aren't here.
Thank you to Liz, who did my makeup for tonight.
Thanks, yes. Liz.
Thank you to Dana Wagner, who designed the poster.
Thank you, Dana Wagner.
Oh, it's
for the
a good
poster.
One, too. This is your last chance to buy those ever, so don't sleep.
Thank you to our dad.
Thank you to Clint McElroy, who has been helpful not just on the stage, but also helping Rachel watch the kids. Is really great granddad.
Having Rachel, of course, McElroy here has been a treat, and hanging out with your sons has been a treat. So let's hear for Griffin's family, who are absolutely
hooray!
Okay. Great family.
Now, did you thank Montaigne?
Thank you to Montaigne for the use for a theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a fantastic track. And we're going to do our new thing here. We're very excited for it.
So here's the way it works. We're going to...
We've done this once live in Raleigh, and it turned out
I'm actually
going
to stand up. Can we stand up this time?
Sure, that's good. Okay, so we're going to leave you in a beautiful sonic bath. I am claiming that from this aisle over is mine. Hello?
Travis. Obviously, I've got y'all.
I'm your medalist, brother.
Can we do a harmony this time?
Oh. I don't know how that happens.
That's great. That's the right answer.
Okay. Start, Griffin. No, wait. I'll start because I have the lowest voice. Please don't start.
Okay, you go ahead and start. Okay. You have the lowest voice.
Everyone here in this section, I'll make a noise, and you also make it.
Make the same noise.
And
here
Griffin's going to do the same here. Justin's
Sonic
gonna do
back.
Okay.
Justin.
La 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 la.
Y'all.
La 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 la.
Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
La 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 la.
Ooh.
Onion. Parfait.
That's too long.
Parfait.
My Justin McElroy.
Onion. I'm Travis.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This is my brother, me kiss your dad square on the lips.
It's better with you. My life. Oh, MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.